Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today we are in a federal court on the case of Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's such a privilege to be able to take the lead against these shot mandates and be able to represent these courageous military members, these courageous federal employees, and these courageous federal civilian contractors who are being forced to unlawfully get these COVID shots or face from the military dishonorable discharge or these civilians termination from their employment.
Yeah, the military members are amazing because we represent members from all five branches of the military. And one of them, the first lead plaintiff, is a Navy SEAL. We also have two Navy SEALs. That's why we have Navy SEAL 1, Navy SEAL 2. We have a Navy diver who's an explosive demolition expert. He disarms explosive devices. We have colonels, lieutenant colonels. We have amazing men and women in the military, all five of these branches. And these individuals, they have sacrificed everything. They put their lives on the line. Some of them have been there for 20 years or more. Some of them are approaching their 20th year anniversary. Some of them have signed up right after 9/11, and they're about ready to hit the 20-year mark. Some of those are close to otherwise retiring.
And the results of this case can really set a precedent against all these other unlawful mandates, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So this particular case, why did we choose these particular categories? Military, federal employees, federal civilian contractors, because they all have one origin, one source, and that's Joe Biden. He ultimately directed his Department of Defense to mandate these shots for all the members of the military, and failure to get these shots will result in discipline, including discharge or even dishonorable discharge. And that means under a dishonorable discharge, you lose everything.
It's unbelievable. So many of these, you know, military personnel have served overseas many times. They have gotten awards. I mean, these are stellar plaintiffs. And to say, we're just going to kick you to the curb with dishonorable discharge for not getting a COVID shot and violating your religious beliefs?
Well, you know, the judge in this case last week gave a deadline for the Department of Defense to provide a lot of data, a lot of information.
Yeah, they had to do some serious homework.
Yeah, they did. And he issued this 2 weeks before. Judge Steve Meriday, federal judge in Tampa. He's been a judge there for some time. And he ordered them to provide for each branch of the military how many people have been vaccinated, how many people are unvaccinated, how many people have applied for religious exemptions, how many have been denied? Have there been any that were approved? What's the process? And what's the penalty?
And this is for each branch of government.
Yeah, and what you find here is a moving target. What you find here is written and verbal information where they've clearly said, you know, like in the military, for the Navy, for example, if you don't get the shot, you're not going to be a member of the Navy. Period. You're just going to be gone. They're not going to allow anybody into the Navy unless you have all the shots. And everybody who's in the Navy now, if you don't get it, you'll be gone. And they're not acknowledging religious freedom. They're not acknowledging the First Amendment. They're not acknowledging the existence of the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Mm-hmm. Nothing. They're doing illegal activity, forcing these men and women to get these shots.
And you know, these men and women have voluntarily signed up to defend our freedom in America. And now it's our privilege to defend theirs.
So pray for us, because today is the beginning of the hearing. It's our preliminary injunction hearing.
We're asking for emergency relief in this hearing,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, because the deadlines for some have already come and gone. So for example, for the federal employees, The deadline is November 22, but that's deceptive because for every one of those deadlines, you have to move back 2 weeks before that because they consider you, quote, fully vaccinated 2 weeks after your last shot. So you'd have to have your last shot by November the 8th. And so that's already passed. You would have had to have your first shot of Pfizer or Moderna on in October. I think it was October 18. And then your second shot, November 8. Your first and only shot of Johnson & Johnson, November 8. So we're already past that time.
You know, and all these plaintiffs, they have sincere religious beliefs against the COVID shots. They profit from them. So they have religious beliefs that they don't want to be associated with these shots, as well as their body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And to defile it is a sin against God. So they're very, you know, strong about that.
Yeah, in fact, one of our lieutenant colonels, African-American woman in the United States Marines, was brutally raped before she went into the Marines and aborted her child. She hated herself for taking the life of her child. She was angry. Ultimately, she met another Marine in the military, and he's a Christian, led her to the Lord. And through that experience, giving her life to Jesus Christ, she found forgiveness and a new life. And now she feels like Biden is making her relive that abortion by injecting something in her body that was connected to abortion, taking a human life, that they used an aborted child's cells, and they use that for experimentation, for testing, and or development. And all three of them did that. And she's being forced to do it. And she says, no, that she's drawing a red line in the sand.
Right. And so let's talk about the law, why these mandates are unlawful.
Well, first of all of the shots are under emergency use authorization. Now, I know sometimes in the media you say, well, no, Pfizer is authorized. No, it's not. The FDA fully approved BioNTech, not Pfizer, BioNTech. That's a separate company. It's a German company.
But it's not even been manufactured, so we don't know if it'll be months or years before
right.
It's even produced.
They approved that, and the name of that BioNTech calls Comirnaty. Mm-hmm. That is FDA approved, yes. It's BioNTech's Comirnaty. Yes, it is FDA approved, but it doesn't matter because the FDA, the NIH, BioNTech, and Pfizer, they'll all say the same thing. It's not available. And the FDA specifically says it in its letter, it's not available, period.
It's a clever ploy to push these mandates.
So, and the reason why it's not available is several reasons. First, it has to go through additional hoops. They'd have to create the whole adverse reactions and other kinds of things and put it on the little fold-out paper that you have with every one of your medications. Mm-hmm. Right now, what's in these Pfizer, Moderna, J&J is just completely blank on both sides. They'd have to do that. But here's the other thing. And this is, I think, why it's going to be months and months before it's available.
At least, yeah.
At least. It's not going to be available in 2021.
I don't think they've even started producing it.
So they haven't even started producing it.
Yeah.
They're nowhere near producing it.
Right.
So the reason why I think it's going to be months and months and months, and who knows how long, is because once you have an approved product on the market for a particular condition, in this case, COVID, you don't have any need for other emergency use authorization to do the same thing. Emergency use authorization is given because there's nothing available to treat the condition. Now, if there's something available that's fully approved to treat the condition, what happens to Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson? And, you know, any other things that come down the line, they're not available anymore.
Right.
So there's a real catch-22 here. The bottom line is, it's not available. All of them are EUA, which means you have the option to refuse.
Right.
And that's number one. Number two, and that applies to public, government, private mandates. They're all unlawful.
Right. And then we also have the free exercise of religion, which is protected under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, right?
And that applies to all federal employees, military, federal employees, and civilian contractors. That's why they're all together. All of these mandates come from Biden. All of these laws apply to all three categories. Keep this case in prayer. It's Navy SEAL 1 v. Biden. We will update you regarding the results. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. For more information on these COVID shots, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.